And welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. By the way, coming up on the show tomorrow, it's Midday on Money. Taxes are due on Monday. Tax lawyer Beverly Winstead and financial advisors Deborah Owens and Nicholas Abrams will answer your questions about managing your money and making sure Uncle Sam doesn't get any more than he's entitled to. So that's on the way tomorrow. And joining me now, Hilton Carter is here. He is a guru of houseplants. He's an acclaimed plant stylist, television and podcast host, artist, and best-selling author. His fifth book has just been published. It's called The Propagation Handbook, A Guide to Propagating Houseplants. He'll be speaking about it tonight at Charm City Books, and he joins me here in Studio A. You are welcome to join us as well with your questions about houseplants. Our number 410-662-8780, our email midday@wipr.org. If you have any questions about houseplants, this is the guy to ask. It's good to see you, man. How you doing?
It's good to see you too, Tom. I'm doing great.
Well, this book is yet another triumph. It's just gorgeous.
You're there's too kind.
Pictures. There's step-by-step instructions about how to propagate, which means basically taking something that's already there and starting a new one.
That's correct. Taking a cutting, a piece of your, let's say, mother plant, and then either putting that in water, maybe in moss, to produce roots. Put that in a pot once it grows those roots, and now you have another plant that hopefully over time can also be propagated as well. So it's not just a way to, I like to say, increase your own plant collection, but it's also a way that the way that I love, the best way of it, is to share your passion for plants with others. Because that's, Tom, exactly how I got into this whole thing, is that someone shared with me how to propagate. And I always say, like, it's weird that they were sharing just like a small piece of their world, but then that became my whole world. Like, my entire thing is all about now sharing about plants and helping people bring that sort of warmth, that sort of energy, that sort of love into their lives.
Yeah, and you make this point right at the very beginning of the book, that it is about sharing a part of yourself.
Yes.
You know, and what's wonderful about that is that if you propagate a plant from a friend or a relative, every time that thing grows and blooms and stuff, you'll remember that person.
Of course. I mean, that's the thing. I think that the idea that propagation is the gift that keeps on giving is that exactly. I think the fact that many of us have found our way into plants because someone had a cutting or took a cutting from a plant and it was handed down to someone else. I know plants that have gone through like generations. It was someone's grandmother's plant and it worked their way through the entire family, and then somehow a piece of it went to a friend, and then that piece spanned across that entire family as well. So it's this whole thing that you're not just gifting a plant that is already potted to someone that's just like, hey, I just got this from the store, but you're taking a piece of your home, of your life, of your sweat equity, because you spent a lot of time with that plant. You took a cutting of it and you gift it to that individual. They actually feel a bit more excited, a bit more attached to it, because they know how much that mother plant meant to you, and now they want to see it be successful as well.
Absolutely. I mean, in my house, this isn't an indoor plant, but my grandmother, God bless her, who died at the age of 98 many years ago, when we sold her house, she had a bunch of coreopsis in the front of her house.
Got it.
And each of us took some, and they are growing now. Some of them are growing in my front garden here in Baltimore. They're also growing in Virginia Beach and in Dallas and in Nashville and, you know,
it's a beautiful thing
around the country, in Atlanta. It's really great. It is a beautiful thing. You do this so methodically, that this is laid out so beautifully in the book. One of the things that struck me, and we talked about this once before, but it bears repeating. When it comes to the shears that you're using to cut the plants,
yes,
you got to sanitize.
Of course.
These things can get germy and then
cross-contamination. You know, you don't want that in your lives. I think it's important to, like, everyone's like, well, you know, the old saying, never judge the tool, right? So it's always about making sure that you're setting yourself up for success. There are so many reasons why you can be unsuccessful with propagating or just plant care in general. But if you allow yourself to, or set yourself up for success with everything you're doing, whether that's making sure you have a sharp pair of shears at first, but then also wiping them off, cleaning them off so that none of the bacteria can build up and get into that next cut that you make, making sure that your vessel is cleaned out, making sure the water that's in that vessel is continuously being refreshed. There's so many things that you have to do to make sure that at the end of the day, you have a successful propagation, because some things, like, taking cuttings isn't always going to result into you developing roots or into that plant growing later. It could die. But if you set yourself up for success, you have a better chance of doing so. Like if I was getting a cutting that was the only, like maybe the last piece of a plant that a loved one gave me, I would want to make sure that I am doing everything possible to see that cutting successfully grow later. So you just want to make sure that you're doing all the things that are going to provide you with that chance of success.
Yeah. And, you know, growing plants is, you know, on some level a crapshoot. You know, you just, exactly. You never quite know whether it's going to work or not.
It's life.
But you could, you know, there are things you can do to be, you know, to increase your chances.
Of course, like coming here today.
Hard work and luck, you know, kind of go together.
There it is. Like preparing for this moment in time with you, I had to make sure that I was up on everything that I should be talking about. You prepare yourself for it. I made sure that I was going to be on time. So I left about 30 minutes early. So I didn't end up in any traffic. You got to set yourself up for a moment. So when it comes to propagation, when it comes to plants in general, I like to think about it like this. It isn't just I love plants, so I'm going to bring plants in. That's always there. It always has to be, I love plants in a way where I consider their lives. So I'm going to make sure that if I'm going to bring a plant in, that I have the right space for it, the right light for it. And if I'm taking a cutting, that I'm going to make sure that the process over time is going to be right for that cutting to be successful. So you got to set yourself up for that.
Hilton Carter is my guest. His latest book is called The Propagation Handbook, A Guide to Propagating Houseplants. And of course, you refer to this, Hilton, as plant parenting.
Yeah.
And it really is. I mean, you know, you're in charge and you got to make sure, you know, you set up the child for success.
Exactly. Just like you have a pet, they can't survive without your help. Those plants that were doing so well at those plant shops, when you see them there, they're being taken care of by the best individuals there. They have the best light. When you bring them into their home, they didn't ask to come into your home, right? So you got to make sure that you're giving them the best shot to survive in that space, just like you do with the other loved ones or living things that you bring into your world.
And it's no mistake that you're publishing this book now, because this is actually the time of year that's best to propagate plants, right?
Yes, sir.
Spring, summer.
This is called growth season. Every bit of life, indoor and outdoor, is trying to push out new growth, is trying to thrive. So the whole thing is, when it comes to propagating, I know a lot of people have this misconception that when they are taking a cutting, that it's going to end the life of that part of the stem or that part of the branch. And that's not the case. Right now is a good time to take cuttings from your plants, because where you actually make that cut from the plant, a new part will start to grow. So you're not only increasing the amount of plants you have, but it's almost like a part of pruning a plant. You know, sometimes they prune it back to encourage new growth, and that's what you're actually doing when it comes to propagating. So right now, this season, spring through summer, is going to be the best time to propagate. It's going to be the best time to repot a plant. It's going to be the best time to, obviously, where we live, put your plants outside as well, even though I will say, people, I know it feels good outside right now. Do not put your plants
careful.
Out yet.
Too early.
Don't too early. Let's wait until at least the second week of May.
Yeah. Mother's Day, somewhere
Mother's
around there.
Day is a great time to start putting plants outside.
And it's you got to resist that temptation.
You got to resist.
Like that 72-degree day like today, or, you know, in a week and a half, it'll be 70 degrees. But you got to resist. So interesting to me, there's so much I didn't know when I read this book. There are three places that you can propagate a plant from: the stem, the tip, and even a leaf. That's amazing. I always thought it was just the stem. I thought you cut it off, you stick it in water, and you hope for the best, you know?
Well, the hope for the best is always going to be there. But it's three methods. So you have to just understand, like, the first thing when it comes to propagating, it's just identifying the type of plant you have, so you can understand the type of propagation method that will work best for that particular type of plant. So many of your vine-like plants, their growth point will be at their node, that small bump you might see on the vine right below a leaf. Many of us have seen a pothos, a golden pothos, in someone's home propagated in water. Where all those roots develop, that is coming from the node, not from where the cut is made. So vine-like plants, they push out their roots once submerged in water or moss, and those roots come from their nodes. While if you say,
You cut then right below the node?
You cut right below the node. Mm-hmm. And let's say you have a vine that has 10 leaves. If you have a vine that has 10 leaves, it will also have 10 nodes. So you can have in one single vine 10 propagations that you can then hand out to 10 different people, or you can make the cut right below one of the nodes on that long vine and just have one long cutting develop. But that's for stem cut. But then there's tip cut, where your tree-like plants, like your ficus, your fiddly figs, your rubber trees, your benjaminas, or your dracaenas, your, let's say, your begonias, any of these plants that kind of grow out of the soil, almost like a tree-like shape, but also have, let's say, a branch of sorts, you're then taking a cut more so where the new growth is in that greenish brownish area, and you're making a nice sharp cut on that particular part. And from there, that type of cut, your roots are growing from where the cut was made, not from a growth point, not from a node. It's all coming from that part. So you just got to know, if you have a plant, you can't just go, I'm just going to cut it, put it in water, and hope for success.
So different plants are going to thrive better doing it different ways.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like you can probably,
and you've got them all listed in the book.
I listed them in the book. I just want to make sure that, and when you said it's all laid out in certain ways like that, it's mainly to be as efficient as possible, but also to give people a better sense of, hey, I can look in this book for my particular type of plant, head right there, and make that certain sort of cut for my plant to start propagating.
All right, let's talk then about the leaf cut as well.
Leaf cut's the best. Leaf cut is one of those things that people are just completely mesmerized by. While I just said that you can take a cut.
I had no idea you could do it.
Leaf cut is fun. It's fun. It's more difficult, I would say, than any other propagation method, because it takes so much it takes getting so many things right for it to be successful. So you can take a tip cut from a begonia plant, let's say a polka dot begonia. You can take a tip cut, but you can also take a single leaf and then propagate it that way just from a single leaf. Or, which I love seeing the development of once you take a cutting from it, is a snake plant. Most people don't know that you can take a single cut from a leaf of a snake plant, place that in water or moss, and over time you'll see new shoots start to develop there, or a ZZ plant, or succulents. So many types of succulents can be propagated from a single leaf. Most people have seen, like a jade plant or any other type of succulent, drop a leaf and it falls on the surface of the pot on the soil. And then over time, a new little succulent starts to emerge. That's propagation. And that's what you can do from a single leaf. So leaf propagation, while it isn't the most successful, it's one of the most exciting, because it's almost like, wow, that really did work situation versus all the rest, where you're like, I know what's going to happen here. And when you see it, you're like, oh, that's what I expected. Leaf cut is like, oh, that really did happen. So it's cool.
Hilton Carter, his new book is called The Propagation Handbook, A Guide to Propagating Houseplants. We'll have more with Hilton Carter on the other side of a quick break, and you can join us. Our number 410-662-8780 if you have a question about houseplants, how to care for them, how to maintain them, how to make them fun. midday@wipr.org is our email address. You're welcome to drop us a line as well. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.
This is 88.1 WIPR.
And welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. By the way, coming up on the show tomorrow, it's Midday on Money. I want to remind you of that. Our taxes are due on Monday, and we're going to talk about it with Beverly Winstead and financial advisors Deborah Owens and Nicholas Abrams. If you've just joined us, my guest is Hilton Carter. He is a plant stylist. He is an artist. He is a podcast host. Good Morning America called him the LeBron James of plant styling. That's pretty cool. People have called me the Pee Wee Herman of talk show hosts, but yeah, that's a whole other issue. Yeah. But he is here with me in Studio A. If you have a question for Hilton Carter about any of your houseplants, he's the guy to ask. 410-662-8780, our email midday@wipr.org. So the water, you're going to put the clipping in some water. You want it in a clear container so that the sun actually goes. You don't want to put it in a dark glass, right? Or a dark pot or something.
Well, just like we talked about before, setting yourself up for success, there are ways to have better success. Clear vessels are better than, let's say, a amber glass or a coated glazed vase, right? That isn't going to allow any light to come in. But I will say you don't want direct sun to come into your vessels at all, because that can kill the development of roots. It heats up the water. So what we're looking for is always light-wise, you're looking to place it in a spot that gets bright, let's say indirect light, versus just direct sun. But the vessel is important because it's going to help in some ways allow the, let's say the ambient light to come in, and you can then see as your roots are developing, but also the fact that clear vessels are great because you can also see when your water is starting to get a little yucky, mm-hmm. right? Once it gets,
and when it does, you got to change it, right?
You have to change it. One, it smells a bit weird if you continue to have that old water in there, but fresher water, let's say once a week, refreshing that water will allow for that cutting, that root development to develop a bit better and a bit faster.
What about the temperature? Should you put in, you know, lukewarm water, cold water,
great
hot
question.
Water?
Great question. Please stay away from cold and hot water. You always want to stay with lukewarm water. A reason why, again, that's why I said you want to make sure you keep it out of direct sun, because mm-hmm. that water can heat up. You want to just stick with lukewarm water. Place in the area of your home that doesn't get too cold, that doesn't also get too hot. The water needs to be room temperature, but we know room temperature somewhere between 65 to 75 degrees.
Mm-hmm. You also talk about dividing plants. So,
yeah.
you know, this is a kind of propagation. Again, this is the propagation handbook we're talking
is.
About.
Yeah. It is. Another part of propagation. I mean, many of us have done it without thinking. Maybe we are propagating a plant. You're just separating the growth that is in that pot. So while you might, let's say, have a snake plant, I love saying snake plant because so many of us have them. You might have a snake plant that is growing really large in your home, but you want to share some of that snake plant.
And describe
love.
A snake plant for folks who don't know what that is.
A snake plant is a desert-like plant. It tends to find its way, people might call it a mall plant or an office plant. It looks like many sword-like leaves poking directly out of a pot that have a snake-like look to them. Like they look, I guess the leaf looks like a snake, right? So they all have that sort of foliage, but you can take them out of the pot, separate them at their root systems. That's what division separation is. You're separating at the root system, and you can put them in multiple pots. So while you might have, let's say, a golden pothos that I mentioned earlier that has 10 vines coming out of the soil, you can take it out of a pot, separate its root system, and put two vines in each pot, and now you have five plants versus just one single plant. That's
a lot of people think about that in terms of bulbs, you know, daffodils and tulips and stuff outside. You separate the bulbs and you spread them around the garden, you know, when they get clumped up together. But this is another great way of, you know, like literally doubling your plant.
You can double your plants that way. A lot of times when it comes to just making room for yourself, it doesn't always necessarily have to be like, sometimes you have a plant outgrow a pot. But in situations, you don't have to take the entire plant and repot it in a larger pot. You could just do some division and separation, remove some of that growth from that pot, and then put the stuff that can fit back in that pot, and then take the little part and maybe gift that to someone else or put it in a different pot.
Hilton Carter's new book, The Propagation Handbook, A Guide to Propagating Houseplants. We're talking about it here on Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Our number 410-662-8780, our email midday@wipr.org. We have a call from Summer in Baltimore. Welcome to the show with Hilton Carter.
Hi, guys. Nice to talk to you guys.
Hey, Summer.
We're big fans, first of all, and I am calling from one of your neighbors, actually. We are Rustome Community Health Center in Northwest Baltimore, just down the street from Good Neighbor.
Nice.
And one of our new initiatives is we've launched a garden club open to anybody in the community. And one of the things that we're really looking forward to doing is having community plant propagation swaps and gatherings built around that throughout the year, because it's wonderful. We love that you can do that. Even when it's cold out, you can be indoors and do some houseplant swaps of your propagations and such.
For sure.
And Hilton, we just wanted to congratulate you on the new book. We have been anxiously awaiting it. And we wanted to extend you an open invite to come to our garden club anytime and do anything you want and come play with us. We're just really excited to see one of our Baltimore plant people just taking it and running with it.
Summer, I really appreciate that invite, and I appreciate you and the community of plant lovers here in Baltimore. Yeah, I mean, just send me an email, info@HiltonCarter.com, and we'll make it happen.
Can't wait to see that contract. Artists will do anything, anywhere, for everyone. Yeah, right. Well, thank you for that call, Summer. I appreciate it. The way the roots develop,
yeah,
you put them in water, but you can also even put them directly in potting soil or perlite,
yep,
which I've never heard of. Mm-hmm. I guess I've seen, but you've never. I didn't know perlite. That it was the name of it. Uh-huh. Or even moss, and you talk about another technique called air layering.
Yeah.
So these, you know, there's all sorts of ways of doing it. It's not just sticking it in a very true. Jar with water.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, understanding the many layers that you can, the many processes of propagating plants can help you in terms of what is going to be the best way to care or take a particular type of cutting from a plant. We talk about air layering. Air layering is basically has been done a lot when it comes to fruit trees. You can do it to mainly tree-like plants. Like I would do it to like a fiddleleaf fig in my home, because what you do is you're basically taking a sharp blade and you're scoring into a branch, and then you're packing that particular wound, let's say, with moss. And then you're covering it up with plastic, and you're just making sure that you're keeping that moss moist. And then over time, just like it would if that cutting was in water, from that wound, roots start to grow. And you're basically saying from where that point is on that branch, once those roots grow in that moss, I'm going to sever that part of the branch. And now I can take that and put it right into soil. Like you're seeing your propagation grow while it's still on the mother plant, which is really interesting to see. And many people will do that with fruit trees. But when it comes to the type of medium that you can propagate in, I mean, it's across the board what is more successful. A lot of people like to take cuttings and go directly into soil. Some like to go into perlite, like you said. Some like to do it in
moss. And the perlite's that like white stuff.
It's that right? White stuff. Yep, the white stuff that you see in the bags of soil that you get. It helps to pull moisture away, but it's a great source, I guess, for propagating. But my favorite is to go in water. I've had the best success of water, but the thing that I get excited about when it comes to propagating, like you've seen in many of my books in the past, is that I love this watch the development of roots. That gets me excited.
Sure.
When you place it in soil, you place it in moss, you're unsure when you have roots. You have to take it all the way out and go, oh, I have roots. Cool. Now I got to put it back in a pot. I'd rather see that development happen. I get to share that with others. Like, look what I'm doing here. You can see that stuff taking shape. And my daughter really loves seeing those roots as well. So it's like, that's the type of thing where you can see all of your hard work come to fruition just with a root development.
Yeah, and every week see it a little longer, a little longer, a little longer. Exactly. Sure, it's a lot of fun. Let's go to George. He's calling from Salisbury. George, welcome to the show with Hilton Carter.
Thank you. Mr. Carter.
How are you, sir?
I'm well. Listen, I have my possession. I'm babysitting or house-sitting a plant that I've had for about 2 years now. It's a peace lily.
Okay.
And it's in about a 5-gallon container. And it's been transplanted twice. It's about 6 years old, and it had been at the neighbor's mom's funeral.
Okay.
And last year, a year ago, I got about 3 blossoms out of it. But last spring, summer, whenever it was, I counted 23.
Mm.
It's got to be repotted. Is there any particular good time to split it up in maybe 6 different segments and share it with other people?
Oh, that's a great thing. I love the idea that he's thinking about sharing it. Yes. Right now is a good time. Spring, summer is always going to be a great time to do so. I would probably, if you're thinking about the process of taking it, if you're sharing it and they're going to take it outside to then put it in your car and then to gift it to someone, I'd probably wait a few weeks when it is going to be a nice temperature for plants going outdoors, or maybe even left in a car for a ride that might be longer than 30, 40 minutes. I think waiting until May might be your best bet. But yeah, right around now, spring, summer is a great time to repot any plants, but also during the process of what you're talking about there is division and separation.
Yeah, thanks for that call, George, and good for you that you're going to share it with other folks. That's a really great way to remember the person whose funeral that plant so originally true. Came from. Hilton, you say that we should wipe the leaves down, cut off the yellow stuff, you know, even when it's propagating,
yeah,
even when
sure.
you're growing the roots in a thing of water.
Yeah, especially when you're trying to develop root growth from a cutting, allowing just yellowing, dying leaves to stay on that particular cutting is pulling energy from that cutting that could be used to push out roots. So you want to move that away or remove those leaves. But when it comes to wiping them down, it's just the same process of seeing the plant in its regular form, like on the mother plant. Wiping away any sort of dust or grime that is on foliage is allowing for more light to come into the tissue of that plant, and that's what you're hoping for.
And of course, it's no surprise that there's a bunch of stuff about style and being stylish propagation. You've got, you know, the pictures of, you know, they look kind of like test tubes where you're propagating plants and they're hanging on walls.
It's called a propagation living wall, right?
So it's fantastic. It's gorgeous, too.
I've been carrying this with me for the last few years. It was in my apartment with my wife. It's something that allows any of us to have a living wall, let's say. I'm throwing up air quotes here, because you're able to have a wall of art. Someone the other day described it as a living mosaic, which I really love, because you're taking different types of plants and you're placing them in your wall, and you don't have to have any sort of thing that... takes you away from it.
It's really cool. This is a great book. Its new book is called Propagation Handbook, A Guide to Propagating Houseplants. You can also check out the Hilton Carter for Target collections. That's in Target stores. And you can follow Hilton on Instagram. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
That's it for us today. On the way tomorrow, it's Midday on Money. We'll talk about tips on taxes and advice about how to manage our money with the financial advisors Nick Abrams and Deborah Owens and tax attorney Beverly Winstead. And coming up at the top of the hour, it's Fresh Air. Today is Eid al-Fitr, marks the end of Ramadan. If you are celebrating, we wish you Eid Mubarak. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. I really appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
This is 88.1 WIPR.